we're happy with what the work we've done over the last couple of weeks with the four games. We had a tight schedule there with 3 games in 7 days, but I think in a way that's the 3 games in 7 days has really helped the group. You know, it's been brilliant over the last week, and it's made them, it's bonded them and it's made them stronger. And you know, when we chatted about that as well, to take the 3 games in 7 days is a positive, and really to go after them, and that's what the lads done. Like, and even watching them out there the night, you wouldn't think it was their third game in 7 days. Like, it was brilliant.
Yeah, and I suppose, like, even going back to the first game, putting up 118, but that was the lowest scoring of them all, actually. It shows how well you have built on since that, and probably coming against tougher opposition since that too.
Aye, that's right. Well, the first game's always a sticky game, because, you know, you don't really know exactly where your team is at. You know, you can play challenge games and training, but, you know, once the ball's thrown in for the first game, nobody's really that sure. Everybody's got a lot of energy in the first game as well, and, you know, the first games are always sticky, like. But now the boys have pushed on brilliantly in the last week.
Yeah, and I suppose a bit of chopping and changing the odd switch in the last couple of games too. Yeah. But I mean, everyone that's come in has slotted in brilliantly, and anyone that's come back in or off the bench, like, it's more than just the 15 on there.
Oh, without a doubt, without a doubt. And we told the boys that we had a plan for the 3 games, and we were going to use our squad. And we told them we were going to do that. I don't know if they believed us, but, you know, we were true to our word, and we done that. And, you know, we've great faith in the squad, and, you know, there's a lot more to come from the squad as well. And, you know, it's very important now for the squad players to keep pushing on as well, and, you know, to get back in the team, because things are going to get more competitive now in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, I suppose coming into this game, like, you've got the 6 points on the board, essentially, and into that top two spot, and it was just the important thing was winning tonight, topping the group, getting the home semi-final, and I think it's nearly a 3-week break now until that semi-final.
Yeah, that's right. So, yeah, you know, that phase of the competition's finished, you know, the round robin, so we're into the, you know, the next phase of it now, which is knockout football, and we know that's going to step up a level or two to our next game. Like, you know, no matter who we're playing and who the opposition is, it's definitely going to be a step up when we come out again, because knockout football, that's the games where, you know, that really matter and that really count. So we've a lot of work to do, and we have a big test ahead of us the next day.
Yeah, and just finally, I mean, you had 4 games in quick succession, and then there's a break. How do you go about that now after so much football? And then, I mean, you won't have a competitive game in as many or in the same amount of time now after 4 games.
Yeah. Well, you know, we'll meet up at the weekend now. You know, the league, the All County League, is on now on Saturday, so a lot of boys will play with their clubs on Saturday, and then, you know, we'll just take it from there. Then we'll get a plan in place. You know, we haven't really thought of it. We were just planning up until tonight, really. But you know, a lot of lads will play club football now on Saturday, and we'll regroup after that. Then, and, you know, we get ready for the next phase.